can't tell the future, and I don't care. 'Cause as I learn to trust you, it's enough that you're there. Enough that you're there. You've given me
We are back with Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM, the intersection of faith and reason. This is Kempton with Rod and Monique.
And Brian, don't get it! Just say it!
Is it my turn? Do I get to jump in here at this point?
Welcome!
Hey, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know, it was just a hop, skip, and a couple of freeways to get down here.
Wow. Thanks for doing it.
Yeah, we are so blessed to have you in studio, Brian Duncan.
Thanks so much for inviting me over.
It's cool, man.
Last time I was at KKLA, I think, was 100 years ago. It was back at the turn of the century.
Before electricity.
You weren't riding Jezebel then, though. You weren't riding Jezebel at that point.
No, but that was back when we were still recording albums. You know, the turntable ran on kerosene.
It was a crank up.
Yeah, nice. It was pretty much.
So my Brian Duncan history, my sister, when she turned 16, got her car, and she was, of course, the boss of the car. And the only tapes she would play was Brian Duncan. I'd be like, how about some Rista for Amy Graff? No, Brian Duncan! How about some BBCC Wyman? No, Brian Duncan! This is my car! I
like her already. You know, I got a ticket right on this freeway right out here in front of the KKLA thing. I was pulled over once.
Do they know who you are?
Well, I was working on a song. It was back a while. But I was working on a song called Holy Rollin'. And, you know, I tend to drive at the speed of the song. So I got a ticket for doing about 80, because that's about what Holy Rollin' does.
Sounds all right.
80 and a 20, probably.
He didn't like my excuse. I'm going, it was the music, Your Honor. Your Honor. Officer.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Monique, now that you've pinged Art's level over there as far as that goes, he's no longer your friend. He's defriending you on Facebook,
Art.
Without a doubt. We are in studio with Brian Duncan right here at KKLA 99.5 FM.
I'm just
Worship
excited.
Factory. You know, I'm so excited, too. It's like, what's going on with you? I want to know what's happening with Brian Duncan now. And you've got this Kickstarter program that you're working on, obviously, with your new album. And tell us a little about what's happening with Brian Duncan. What's going on?
Yeah, because this is kind of the new way albums are done, huh?
Well, you know, and I've been around since the early 70s, those of you who are just being born. we've done albums of possible every configuration you can think of. And this is where the creativity, you know, is inspired. I think with technology being what it is these days, it's kind of cool that, you know, you can crank out records in simplicity. You know, just on your iPad almost. Mm. So, I mean, these days, you know, with downloads, it's changed the whole, you know, face
no
of
kidding.
The music business. And
yeah.
So now instead of having an album cover or an album company, we go straight to people interested in your music.
Right.
Of course, they have to hear it first. I mean, they have to be familiar with you, I guess. But,
And you do have a website. Let them know what that is.
Yeah, you can go to brianduncan.com. Spell Brian with a Y. You can learn about Kickstarter at Facebook. You go to Facebook.com. I have a page there called Brian Soulman Duncan. And you can learn what I'm giving away, you know, if you're part of my project.
That's cool.
These days, you just have the audience join you on stage or come into the studio. If you give us enough money to help the Kickstarter, the music program, then we even invite you into the studio.
Nice.
Yeah. We'll let you do background vocals of some sort.
It might be worth the money just to make Brian have to put up with me.
That's true. Except we probably won't have you sing on the record. We'll give you a cowbell.
More cowbell. More cowbell.
You know, so that being said, if you do want to be a part of Brian Duncan and his new album, you actually get online and get out there, because this is an opportunity of a lifetime. Normally, you don't get that opportunity to actually be a part of an album that's out there. Without Kickstarter, this would not be possible.
Well, especially somebody the level of Brian Duncan. Oh, this is incredible.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. Multi-platinum, obviously, multi-Dove Award winning. And in, I think, 1992, was inducted into the Christian Rock and Roll Christian Hall of Fame, Christian Music Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, I was never good with dates, so I'm not sure when that happened.
Just gonna go with what you said.
They didn't call me either. I'm going, really? I'm in the Hall of Fame? Do I get a check for that? Probably not. It's just an acknowledgement that you've passed on, I think.
That you're incredibly cool.
You make the Hall of Fame, then you're going, okay, well, I still need to work for a living, and I still, you know, just absolutely passionate about writing songs. And who would have thought, you know, 40 years would go by, and I'd still be wanting to write something new.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this is – because, you know, your testimony, at least in my faith in Christ, my testimony changes on a daily basis just from a new perspective that God gives you on a daily basis.
So, that's good.
So, you know, people ask you, well, give us your testimony. I'm going, you want yesterday's or you want this morning?
Nice. Well, I love that God speaks to you fresh, you know, even though we are here and we've got our little tricks in our bags. God is, if we're listening, granted, God always has something new to speak to us. What is God teaching you recently? Just, I'm sure there's
a lot,
but
I've got a new book coming out next week. It's called Spoke to God, He Said.
Nice.
It's a 5-second devotional.
Because
I don't know where we got the idea that God was constantly silent. God never stops talking. Sometimes he uses illustrations, mind you. And he speaks through a lot of people that aren't even aware that he's speaking through them.
Right, yeah.
But it really comes down to you being able to hear his voice.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't always speak to you about what you want to talk about, but
come
he does speak to you. And there's been very few times where I've seen God completely silent about anything, just constantly reminding me of who he is, what he wants. I did one in there, spoke to God. He said, it was as nice of you to hang around long enough for me to tell you what to do, but you didn't wait to hear when and where.
Oh. When's that coming out, Brian? When can people pick that up?
That book comes out, it'll be on Amazon as of probably next week. I'll have books in hand next week.
That's so
and
cool.
You can get them on brianduncan.com if you want them faster than...
You know, we've been so blessed by your music, and anybody that's out there that's a Brian Duncan fan. I mean, it's just, you know, a lot of people that actually have listened to Christian music today, contemporary Christian music today, is a lot of it has been formulated by you in so many ways. I mean, you were one of the groundbreakers.
Really?
Literally, I believe. I mean, I think
that's really thoughtful.
The day,
well, there's one right here. Yeah. My hand is raised.
Yeah, big time.
I mean, people that are sort of doing their thing is so much. You can hear the riffs and you can hear the different things. And it's like, wait a minute, that's a Brian Duncan influence right there.
Well, you know what? Borrowed it from a few people, too. I mean,
well, that's the way we learn.
I grew up on soul music. You know, I grew up in Southern gospel church, and my dad was a screaming Pentecostal preacher, so I learned how to scream like James Brown. In fact, first time I heard James Brown, I thought it was my dad. Because he sounded real similar to my
dad. Just got home from work.
I feel good! You know, we're going to take up an offering right now.
Oh, my goodness. It's too funny when you get people like this in. You know, Brian's doing some great work out there. What we can expect is concert-wise? What do you got coming up? Are you working out there as far as the shows? Where can people see you? What's happening?
Well, I'm playing, you know, it's Christmas, and we're all singers are always busy singing Christmas songs this time of year, and I've got a neo-soul band, Christmas.
That's so cool. Well, we're, you know, since we are so blessed here to be in studio with Brian Duncan, we've asked him if he would lead us out in some live music right here at KKLA 99.5. So, we're actually going to take you out of this segment with...
you want to play something on this?
With Rod's favorite...
Well, it was nice of you to bring this kazoo in.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're totally dissing my keyboard, man.
You're listening to KKLA 99.5 FM. We're going to take you out with Brian Duncan right here.
Hey, you want me to play something?
Please. Please. Play. Sing it, boy. Sing it.
Let me count you down.
Hold on.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Love you with my life. 3, 2, 1.
Let's see. Thank you.
I would like to say, and just before I leave you, that I'll be back someday. With me, I will take you, so do not be afraid. Only watch and pray, and wait for my return. And please know that I love you. Stay by your side, if only now in spirit, I'll still be your guide. You will not suffer long. I have suffered for you. I love you with my life. I love you with my life. I love you with my life. Go ahead, you guys can sing it with me.
I love you with my life. I love you with my life. I love you. My life,
yeah,
I love you with my life. I love you with my life. I love you with my life.
Ooh. And don't that feel nice?
Brian Duncan, right here in the studio with Love You With My Life, KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back with more Brian Duncan.